This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Oh, today, my friend, we're going to crush your comfort zone. And that's not me talking. This is this amazing lady, Michelle Poehler. She was one of the main speakers at Global Leadership Summit. And everyone was jazzed and pumped up about her because she helped us face our fears. Her book is called Hello, Fears. She's the author of this book and founder of her social movement that has reached over 10 million people nationwide. So she's empowered thousands of people to face their fears. Michelle, thank you for your time. How did it feel being a part of Global Leadership Summit?
Hey, it's one of the best events I've ever been part of. And I'm not just saying that because, but also because it's the first in-person event I did in 18 months. Wow. And it felt as if I'd been preparing my entire life for this event. I just had so much fun on stage. So I'm glad I was able to be part of it.
Well, a lot of people have commented and still continue to talk about it. And the dancing. Where does the dancing come from? You got us up on our feet dancing.
So I come from Latin America, and I wanted to make a bold statement from the beginning. I wanted people to know that I am different. I'm not afraid to contrast instead of compare, which is one of the things that I teach you guys in the, during my conference.
Yes.
So I just went all out, and then I encourage all of you to join me. I mean, why not?
Absolutely. We kept talking about, every time I was on stage after you, I'd say, let's do a dance party, you know? So you really kicked off a great movement of us having fun. Okay, let me ask you, Michelle, what do you say to somebody? What's one of the first things you say if someone says, I can't, I don't think it's possible, I'm afraid? How do you deal with that?
I will tell them they're right. We are what we tell ourselves. And if that person is telling herself or himself that they can't, they probably can't. You first need to tell yourself that you can. You first need to believe in yourself and see the possibilities. So one of the things that I teach people in my conference is to reframe the question, what's the worst that can happen? Turn it into what's the best that can happen. That will shift your mindset and help you focus on the rewards, which will eventually encourage you to go and take action.
That's so good. I mean, what's the best thing that can happen rather than the worst thing? And that's already caused a lot of people talking about that, saying, hey, reframing my thought process will change my outcome and my future. So you did this project 100 Days Without Fear. What was that all about?
I decided to face one fear a day for 100 days in a row. Basically, every day I did something that was uncomfortable for me, that was outside of my comfort zone, as a way to gain a little bit more confidence and start tackling bigger and bigger fears until I became an entrepreneur and started achieving all of my real goals.
Okay, so you feel like if someone says, I'm just going to start a process of saying yes instead of no, and I can instead I can't, you think that will change the mindset and help people move forward?
It's impossible to not change your mindset if you decide to do that. It will just be a life-changing project. It's a gift that you will give yourself if you decide to embark on a journey like this one.
Okay, how old do you think young people should be to start thinking differently about their future? Because a lot of times we have fears built into us as adults. What should we say to kids and young adults?
I think that it is never too young. I now have a 6-month-old baby.
Aww.
And every day I give him a full speech on why he needs to trust himself, on why he's perfect the way he already is, and why he has everything he needs in order to be who he wants to become.
That is beautiful. Michelle, we love you. We thank you for your encouragement, your energy, and your positive outlook. It's made an impact on a lot of lives. Please keep doing that, will you?
Thank you. Of course I will.
Michelle Poehler, P-O-L-E-R. Her book is called Hello, Fears, and everything you need to know about that and her and find out more about her and this great message is on my Conversations link. You can check it out at star883.com.